In the not-too-distant future, four movie fans awaken from a nuclear nightmare, only to discover that the world is a barren, movieless wasteland. However, the destiny of our four heroes is not set. A chance discovery in Sector 2, and an unfortunate accident that rips the very soul from one of their own, will lead them down the path of bringing the lost art of cinema back to the wasteland.
Welcome to Apocalypse Video.
Bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to soar higher than any plane, this amazing stranger from the planet Krypton, the Man of Steel, Superman. Possessing remarkable physical strength, Superman fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice, disguised as a mild-mannered newspaper reporter, Clark Kent.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Apocalypse Video CryptoCast, where we review all 17 installments of the Max Fleischer Superman cartoons. I'm your host, David Snyder. I'm joined again by Morten Hoof.
Hello.
And this time, we're now into the famous studios era of the Superman cartoons. And
or should we say infamous?
Infamous, yes.
Studios?
Yeah.
We're getting to the second biggest blemish on Superman's record in terms of these cartoons.
You think it would be this episode.
Yeah.
So but somehow it's not.
The title, Japateurs. Play on words for saboteurs.
And it starts, and you know they're evil. Well, maybe not. I retract that because cigarette smoking in this time was not frowned upon at all. Mm. It starts with a Japanese army guy or something? No, just
some
a Japanese
general.
Man. Like a general or something.
I think so.
Smoking a cigarette. And then he's like looking down and then he looks up. There's like a map or something, right? And then like something happens, like a bell or a gong or something. And the map like rolls down like that. And suddenly it's like the flag, the Japanese flag.
It's the rising sun. He gets up and he bows to the flag. And he doesn't say anything, but I hear his internal monologue. I hear what the creators want us to hear, and that is, my dark master.
It's seriously like
that. I swear that's what they want us to hear, and I hear it loud and clear. And
well, he looks at the flag like it's an idol or something.
Yeah, and it's just, this is the first 5 seconds or so.
Yeah.
So it's just a big red flag. Literally, it's a big red flag. And yeah, and so we know what we're in store for. So, you know, at this point, I'm getting ready, you know, brace yourselves. There's a huge plane.
He's reading a news article on like the biggest plane ever devised, like war plane or something. It's like a transport.
So we're back to the biggest of things.
Oh, yeah. And this plane is obscenely big. It's literally bigger than a building.
Yes.
It's gigantic to the point where when they get it in the air, there's like a door that opens up in the back and it allows planes to just take off.
Yeah, there's a runway on the back of this plane.
On the back of this plane, they go. There's an elevator system, it puts them up, they fly off, and like in really quick succession too. It's like really efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Like more so than anything today, I wager. But this thing is gigantic, and basically the Japateurs plan on sabotaging this airplane. And that's the whole episode. Superman has to save the day by doing his usual thing where he like, you know, flies in front of the thing, like pushes it out, and then
So there is
lands it or something.
Yeah. So after the Japateurs get on there, I feel bad for saying that.
It's the name of the episode, people. We don't endorse this.
It is this like by me sick labeling them that is this me being implicit? I'm not sure. By the villains in the movie or in the episode, they hijack the plane, and then this is really interesting. It's just a small detail I noticed, but Superman flies towards the plane. And basically, the way that the image is laid out or drawn or the layers of the drawings are placed on top of each other, Superman is flying at the opposite angle of the plane. So what I mean by that is, if you think of a circle and or like a compass, and so a plane is flying in the south west corner, then Superman is flying in the northeast corner, and they're like, they have their backs to each other, so to speak. It's very weird. You would have to watch this to see it, but it's really just a quirky intricacy that I noticed. I'm like, that's really weird. Why would they do that? But then Superman gets on the plane, and one of the villains, he, so I don't know if the, I'm just in the mode of thinking everything is racist now. And so Superman calls one of the villains Little Man. And I'm not sure. It reminds me of in James Bond when the sheriff would call the African-Americans boy.
And I think it was racist.
That. And yes. So when Superman calls him that, he's like,
stop where you are. Keep plane immediately or girl will be released.
Okay, Little Man. You win.
I'm like, this is, man. Yeah, this is, I'm like, that's racist, right?
Well, there was definitely some propaganda stuff going on right there, I feel, and or in the, really the whole episode. Yeah. And we haven't touched on this yet. Like, the Japanese characters in it are very much stereotypical depictions of Japanese people, especially from this time. Mm-hmm. Like, they're, you know, large buck teeth and, like, squinty eyes and shit like that. And it's just like, eesh. Like,
yeah, it's...
And the way they talk, you know?
It's just, it's such an eyesore.
Yeah.
And then Lois, I forget how she's on the plane, but she is.
So as they're departing, so everyone's on the, it's interesting, as everyone's on the plane for like the presentation, all the reporters are there looking around. Yeah, this is great. And it's funny, like at one point Clark and Lois, like Clark's on like one of the guns, like he's like holding it. Like, this is cool, isn't it, Lois? And then they're all told to leave so the plane can, you know, fly off and present it or whatever. Like Clark gets off. And Lois, like, as she's about to disembark, she just gets into an already open closet.
Oh, yeah.
It's already open for some reason, like a jar. She just sneaks into it. Mm-hmm. She just throws it, like, very easily. There's no, like, the only crew on the airplane are in the cockpit. There's no one escorting people off. Like, everyone's outside.
They don't even wait for Clark to be fully off the
stairs. Yeah. The staircase. And like, it starts moving after, before he gets off or takes the last step. Like, what the fuck?
And then, so when Lois gets on, like, there's no time wasted for the plane to be stolen. The plane gets stolen, and then Lois gets on the phone, and she literally says, "Japs are stealing the plane."
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my god, I cannot believe
it's this. Like back in the day, like this would have been totally acceptable.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you look at it now, though, you're like, whoa,
yeah.
Help! Japs are stealing the damn bomber. Hurry up!
I mean, obviously the name, but then when this shit happens, you're like, oof, this is an unfortunate blemish on Superman's history.
It's terrible. There is one good thing about this episode, and it's just a small little detail, but when the plane is descending to the land, I think it's going to crash. The sound design of this is actually pretty cool because there's a really loud whistle and it just keeps getting louder and louder as the plane gets closer and closer to Earth or the ground. And that one little moment is actually pretty cool.
Well, it's one thing. Well, the thing that stood out the most to me about this episode, other than the blatant like racism and stereotypes, was the fact that at the end it ends very similarly to the way Superman to a sequence in Superman Returns when he saves the plane in Superman Returns. Like some of the shots in that are very reminiscent of the shots in this when Superman stops the plane, like the way he like he gets in the nose of the aircraft and then just kind of pushes it back like that and then lands it like that.
Yeah.
Very reminiscent of that scene in Superman Returns. It's interesting that, again, maybe they didn't, but the way some of the scenes are shot and the way they're very similar, I gotta wonder, like, out of all the Max Fleischer Superman cartoons to take from, why this one?
Well, still, I mean,
if they did, in fact,
I think even if that's true, them taking a cool moment, like him landing the plane from a terrible episode, is not them endorsing the episode.
That's true.
I mean, there's a cool, like I said, that, I mean, for as terrible as the episode is in all contexts, that for me, that the really loud whistle of the plane descending is cool, and I'll say it's cool. So
true.
I don't think, like, if that were true, which it could be, which it might not be, it doesn't mean they endorse the episode.
That's a good point. But yeah, I would not recommend this episode, folks, to put it lightly.
I almost would, just really? For historical relevance, because I think like this is the kind of thing that you shouldn't forget. We shouldn't pretend doesn't exist. True. I mean, I think this is exactly the type of thing that's important for us to always remember that exists.
To learn from history and
to remember that it doesn't matter what, you know, property it is that you know, crappy people can use properties for their own ends, including someone like Superman.
For sure. But anyway, that's going to do it for this installment of the Apocalypse Video CryptoCast. We'll be back next time with Showdown. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, you're safe in this plane, Lois.
I'd feel much safer if Superman were here.